Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back David White, who's become a very popular tarot reader on our site, and he says this: after spending 12 years in the Navy, I began driving a big truck over the road in 2000 for the next 10 years. After this, I started getting serious about my passion for tarot cards, having been interested in them since I was a kid. I finally had a chance to pursue my next career as a reader. I've been reading tarot for the past 15 years and professionally for the last four. After working for an online psychic service as a professional reader, I didn't like many of the things I'd seen or was asked to do. To preserve my own integrity, I decided to venture out on my own and create my own small home-based business as a reader. I am an empath, clairvoyant, and sometimes medium, but my first and foremost love is being a tarot card reader. I have not attended any online courses or classes. I'm from the school of hard knocks, self-taught. After hitting rock bottom more than once and pulling myself out, I never gave up on trying to learn tarot. 16 years later, I'm helping others, sharing my wisdom and life experiences. I might not know a whole lot about one thing, but I know a little about a lot of things and would love to share that all with you. Tarot has helped me get through these difficulties, and I know it can do the same for you. Passion, dedication, and a willingness to be open to spirit and continue to learn is all that's needed to be a great tarot reader, as anyone can do. And so let me welcome David. David, how are you?
Hey.
Hey. Good to have you back.
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. People seem to really enjoy you, and so it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And let me mention that if you want to get in touch with David, you can go to his website, and he also does a line of greeting cards. They're really nice. Go to frgreetings.net. So I'll repeat that later in the show, but it is frgreetings.net. You want to check that out. And give him some business. He could really use that. And I'm sure you would benefit from a full tarot reading. Tonight you'll just get a snippet. He does three cards. Isn't that right, David?
Yes, correct, David.
Okay. And what is it that you like to get from the listeners when they talk to you up front?
Just their first name. I don't need date of birth, sign. I don't need any of that stuff. Just their first name. That's about it. And I just ask that. It's difficult to come up with one question. When you think about it, it really is. But to get the most out of it, to spend a few minutes thinking about something that you really want to know about, but I'm hoping it'd be more on like a soul growth type of thing, but it's up to you. But those are the ones that I really like to do the most. Other than that, I'm not going to go into the history of tarot and things like that. You know, it's tons of information available. And that's about it. And listen, my website is really simple. I charge $30 for a reading. It's no big secret. It's right there on my website. For a 12-card reading or longer, it doesn't really matter. But so, yeah, we're going to have a great night. I hope everyone has fun, and I hope they learn something about tarot. So it's not so much about me. And that's it. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I know what you mean by soul growth readings. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for the callers?
Yeah. Well, I also do a lot of crystal ball work. I have a couple of crystal balls. Yeah, and to me, it's I'm a Scorpio, so it's also just part of, you know, being in my nature at being a Scorpio. I like, because it's a water sign, so I really like being able to get down water in between the nooks and crannies and things like that to bring out the something that a person really would like to know about themselves. And a lot of the time, it's really comes down to something that we need to be reminded of. You know, I mean, something that we may have lost sight of or lost touch of, but in a good way, not in a bad way. We don't do bad things. We don't look for bad things. Not that never happens here, not with me. And that's what I'm talking about, soul growth. And one more thing, I mean, I know it sounds harsh, but, you know, I can be a tough love kind of guy, but that's what people pay me for. That's my job, and I do my job. So that's pretty much it.
So you tell it like it is, eh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I
do. Because, listen, if you don't, one, it doesn't do anybody any good. Two,
right.
It takes time because now you got to backtrack and you got to back up and you got to go, where did I go wrong? Why didn't I listen? Or whatever. A lot of the time, 90% of the time, people who are asked for tarot card readings really know why they're there, and they just need the person, the tarot card reader validates it when they get the epiphanies going, wow, I really didn't know that. I already knew that already, but I just wasn't sure. So, you know, tarot, it's just an amazing form of communication with spirit. That's how I look at it.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of callers. It's increasing all the time. So let's go to the phone lines if you're ready. Okay,
yeah,
our first caller is... All right, Suzanne is the first caller.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you just do a card reading, or should I ask a question? I'm not sure how it works.
It's up to you. If you don't have any question, I can just what I call is a spirit-led reading, or you know, just to get you some information. And a lot of the time, it's about what you need to be reminded of now to help you in some way. And that's always nice. That's always a nice message.
Or how about love life, maybe? You can do a reading on
sure,
that?
I can. That's your
okay.
question. What is your question?
When you see someone coming in.
When do I see somebody coming in? Hold on. Yeah, you know, I wrote down a message earlier. It says, she is good, and she is also psychic. And then the crown chakra comes up, and victory and success. So I'm only going to do one more card. That's two cards. I'd say 4 months. Now, I'm very good with numbers, and I'm very good with dates. And people that know me know that. And the reason why I'm using John Holland's Psychic Tarot deck. That's the deck I'm using now. So it's an oracle deck. And what it's saying is that you're going to be able to rest, rejuvenate, and relax in about 4 months. It takes a lot for someone to get to this place, is what I'm saying. So it's all in the same realm, really. I'd say 4 months.
Okay. Am I going to meet someone now and it gets really better in 4 months, or I won't meet anybody till 4 months? Or?
No, I think that you're very, very open. It actually says that your crown chakra is open. So you're very familiar with this this community, am I correct? With the spiritual community, the psychic community, things like that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah. I'd say about 4 months. I know you're very open to it, and I really think that that's all that you need. And that's what I think.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye,
Susan.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Lynn. And Lynn, you are live.
Hi. Hi. Good evening. Hi, David.
Hi. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. May I just ask for a reading, a card reading, please?
Sure. Okay, hang on. I'll do three cards here. And if you've been listening, I just asked Spirit, what is it that, you know, Lynn would needs to know right now, or something that would help her, just help remind her of something. Okay, good.
Yes. What do I need to know right now? Yes.
Exactly. I have three decks of cards in front of me, so I'm just started shuffling one of them.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Actually, you'd have to see me do this because I never pull the cards the same way twice. So it's interesting to see. And I have some YouTube videos, but so that's why sometimes it takes a little longer. All right. Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, this is what I see. This is great. So it's saying that there was a period where you were in deep solitude, and from your voice, I feel like it was a very, it was a period of deep learning, okay? Now, at least 2 years, your intuition has been very, very good. It basically says that you've been through a real lot, and the truths keep on coming up. So it's saying that the last 2 years, and the,
okay.
Excuse me?
Yes. Mm-hmm, you're right. That's right. Yeah, about 2 years, yeah.
Okay, good, Lynn. And it's saying that it's all about the home. It's not so much, but the home, this is, and it's the base chakra. So if people are familiar with chakras, the base chakra talks about primordial needs, you know, food, shelter, safety, things like this. But we're talking all about your spiritual development and that, and you've really come out of the solitude out of all of that. It's as if you're coming out of a very deep learning cycle. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, it really, really does. Yes.
Okay, good. So that's what you needed to be reminded of. That's awesome.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Thank you so much. And your information is on David's site. Is that what it is? If someone wants to contact you?
Yes. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark with an E, and you can listen to the podcast there if you want to. And his information is there. But I did not put up his website. And if you need that and any of the other people didn't hear it earlier, his website is frgreetings.net.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's F and Frank, folks. F is in Frank, R is in Roger. Take care, Lynn.
Thank you, David.
Yep.
You're welcome, Lynn.
Okay. Our next caller is Valerie. And Valerie, you're live.
Hi, David and David.
Hi.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. About 6 months ago, I think I had a card reading from you, and you were saying a job would be coming in like 8 months. So I want to see what that situation is now. How close is it? The job that I would really like. Part-time.
You said you spoke to me?
Yeah, it's been a while back.
Okay. I've only been on twice. Okay. All right. Well, actually, it's my third time. Okay. I'm trying to think back. Let me tell you what I heard, though, first before you started talking, was when I started getting, like, the shivers, which always tells me there's angels, or do you believe in angels?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I felt that. That's how I know. You should visit my website. You'll like it. I have some awesome angel pictures.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
You're going to like it. Okay, let's take a look. Valerie. I'm only going to pull... I think I'm only going to pull one. Says 6 months should be sitting pretty.
So
that's what it says.
Another 6 months.
It says you're going to... No, that's not what I said. I said you're going to be sitting pretty in 6 months.
Oh, okay. Is that so far as jobs go?
That just tells me that the waters will be calm. So right now they're kind of turbulent for you. But they'll be smoothing out, and they'll be calm in 6 months. I don't want to get into the description of the card, but if you want to look it up, it's John Holland Psychic Tarot. Okay, and the card is Material and Spiritual Prosperity. And you tell me if that's not a place you want to be in 6 months.
Ooh, I like that.
That's what I think, Valerie.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
thanks for calling, Valerie. Yeah,
you're
and
welcome.
Let us know. David will be on again. I do my postings sometimes only a week ahead, but some of them are a couple months ahead. David is going to be on again in February, so look for it and let us know how things are coming.
Oh, I certainly will. Yeah. Thank you for the beautiful show that you
offer
everyone.
Thanks, Valerie. Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless. All right, Stacy is our next caller, and Stacy, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Well, I just I just wanted the messages that the cards have, no question.
Okay, sure. Let me decide what deck I want to use. Okay, I'll take this one.
Okay.
I have three, but really two of them are the same, so... Okay, hang on. This one jumps out at me. It's very, very important right now for you to have a very firm foundation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is important for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So... Sometimes... It forces us, and I'm going to use force, I'm going to use the word force, to look at our past and to reflect upon our past. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Something happened when you were 18? This is a part of it, you know.
Well,
you don't have to say anything. It doesn't, just think about it. Just put that in the back of your mind. I want you to know that whatever it was at 18 has something to do with how you're feeling today, somewhere at a deeper level. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, because I actually lost your question. I want to get back to your question. What was your question? But when I hear these things, I have to say them. Sometimes I can't wait.
I didn't have a question.
Okay.
I was asking you, but yeah.
That's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm seeing. And I think you're going to have to kind of sit on this for a little while.
Is it
but
because...
just remember... go ahead.
Is it because my daughter is turning, 18 and 13 days, and I'm going through the...
is it bringing up memories of when you were 18? Was it a difficult time for you, or was it a happy time?
I think it was a difficult time for me, but I'm going through some issues with her, too, and I'm ugh.
Yeah. Well, just remember that some of the people had to have compassion for you. She deserves the same compassion. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what I'm hearing for you, Stacy.
Okay.
You'll be fine. You're going to do fine. You'll be good.
Well, it feels like I'm going through hell right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you did when you were 18. And you did when you were 18, but you know what? You were a kid, and kids are much more resilient than we are today, than we are being a little bit older. So you have to keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I hope that helped you. That's what I hear.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.
Hope better days are coming for you, hon.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Okay, moving on. Our next caller is Ellen. And David, I was looking at your website. Where does it show the tarot readings on it?
Oh, okay. Just scroll down a little bit to the tarot card. You have to scroll down maybe an inch or two.
Okay. And David's tarot readings are only $30, folks, and that's for a full reading of 12 cards. So keep that in mind if we don't get to you tonight. I think you'll be impressed or have been impressed with his readings. Everybody seems to think they're spot on. And Ellen, sorry to hold you up, but you are live.
Thank you. Hello, David. Hi, David.
Hi. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
It's Ellen.
Ellen, okay. Okay, what's up, Ellen?
I'll just let the cards tell me what's up. How's that?
That sounds good to me. Let me tell you what I'm getting. First thing I see is almost like a skyscraper building, okay? But I'm not going to be as blasé to say that you reach for a sky or anything like that, but I'm not really sure what that means at the moment, but we're going to find out. What else? Writing. Right. You ever thought about writing? Or have you written?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I do some. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. And my understanding is, so you just want a spirit-led reading. I'm picking up do you want one that has, I have also the Rider-Waite deck, and I want to give you the option, because the Rider-Waite deck has a faster energy than
mm-hmm.
this one. This one has more of a subtle, because I feel like this is about somebody else who's younger. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it with the Rider-Waite deck. Because I'm feeling just a faster pace of energy, and I'm hearing someone who's younger, almost like a teenager. Let's see. Maybe I hope this will make sense to you. I'm pretty sure it will. Take a look. I was like, who is this young man? Okay, hold on a second. See, I'm picking in between cards here because I only pick up the ones that I feel and I see that have the energy. So that's what I'm doing. Sometimes it's almost as delicate as a surgical operation. Okay, let's see real quick. Okay. I'm looking. Tell me if this makes any sense to you. I'm seeing someone, they just came out of a war zone. It's a younger person. Now, don't say anything, though. I mean, they come out of it. It's a battle. They've got some scars and things like that, but the worst is over. It's a young person. It's a page. It's a young person. It's someone that I think you love or someone who loves you. It's more of a – I just heard the difference. It's not maternal, but it's parental. I don't know if that makes any sense. And then they're saying that this person is really, the world is all open to them now, and they're about to go out and go searching it. If that doesn't make any sense, then it's probably someone like right in queue under you or two below you or something like that. But if it doesn't, then we'll pick a different deck.
No, that doesn't ring for me in any way. Yeah.
That's not for you then. Okay. Yeah, well, it is for someone in queue. Sometimes I do that a lot in chat rooms. I'll get like, who am I? And they'll be like, that's not anyone here. I'm like, no, it's someone in here. And, okay, so let's take another look. If that makes sense to anybody, you can let me know. Okay, I'm only going to pick two. Okay, it's saying only pick these two. Hang on. A little Okay. If this doesn't make sense, then I'm sorry. We're not kicking it. But
okay.
This is what I see. Okay. I got two cards. Oh, because I just started feeling some resistance. I started feeling an energy shift somewhere. I don't know where. But what it's saying is victory and success. Now you've reached it. You've reached it. And this card came up before. It was rest and rejuvenate. You know, it's just saying it's time to really, you can sit back, you can take some deep breaths, two or three deep breaths, and you can relax because you've reached it, and you're at the top. A lot of the, what's happening is it's a bugler at the top of a ledge, and a lot of the time this is just saying that we need to look at where we're at because we've already reached that place that we've been trying to get to, and it's time to, as I say it, kind of go on vacation. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, that's all I have. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Good to hear
thank
your
you,
voice.
David.
Okay,
you
you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Liz is our next caller, and Liz, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Yes, my question is about my relationship.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm trying to... Okay, your question is about your relationship. So you're about the relationship
yes.
that you're in?
Yes.
Okay. What is it that you want to know?
Well, right now he's in rehab. And I'm just wondering if it gets any better when he comes out.
All right, so I'm gonna do four cards, and we do three, and then I do one. It's called "What's It All About," and this one card is gonna sum up what we need to know. Okay, so
okay.
let me. I mean, I feel like I gotta move closer to the mic because I kind of felt like you're almost whispering a little bit. Is there some fear involved? Are you fearful in some way?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. That's why I'm like, okay, hang on, let me listen. And I'm moving closer to the mic. So, okay. All right, hang on. So let's take a look at it. Okay. I think you're a lot more intuitive than you're telling me because the crown chakra came up. That means, wow. So.
Yeah.
Hold on. Put that off to the side. You know, I want to say I almost want to ask for his name, but I don't want to ask because let me tell you why. It ain't going to matter. This is all about you. Yeah, all right. Hang on. All right. Take a look. All right, I need one more. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm still looking. I'm up to seven. Okay, let me tell you, this is what I think.
Okay.
One, I mean, you have to be like on top of this before they even get out, before they even leave. You know, you may have to do the whole restraining order, go that whole route, but what it's saying is that you really, really need to be a lot more right now. You really, really have to be like an authoritarian. I mean, you have to really get out of your comfort zone. Okay? So I think that's one thing you really need to recognize. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. In other words, you need to get tougher skinned. There was a time, you know, it was actually a great time. It's saying like 5 years ago. And then something happened to him. Did something happen to him in, like, the last year? Was there some type of trauma going on with him?
The only thing is that he lost his sister, but that was, like, 3 years ago.
Well, to him, it might not feel like 3 years ago. It might feel like it happened last year. But go ahead.
And the only other thing was he got in trouble with the law. Other than that, okay. He doesn't tell me a whole lot. I have to pry it out of him.
I'll tell you, I think that, there's some deep psychological problems here, okay?
Hmm.
Because this is showing mental conflict is one that came up. And mental conflict is basically you're in a straitjacket and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You can't do anything about it. So I don't know if this is going to turn into a medication thing or if it's a medication thing that's already gone wrong. So I don't know if he's on meds or if he will
be.
Yes,
he is.
I don't.
And,
he is.
And
I don't feel like I'm going.
Rehab, yes.
Okay, he's stabilized now because I'll tell you why. I don't feel my emotions going up and down. When someone's on deep medication, I can feel my emotions like a wave up and down. And right now, I feel calm. So that's a good sign. So his stabilization of his meds will be helpful. Okay? Don't get me wrong. He's not going to go away. Okay? It's saying that maybe... No, he's not going away. He's not going away. But it ain't going to matter because by the time he gets here, it's going to be too late anyway. This is saying that this could even be like 7 years down the road. I mean, I don't think this guy's going anywhere. But before that happens, it says you'll already be in another relationship. I just want to make sure I'm looking at this right. I'm like, yeah. So my advice, let's sum it up. Is this making sense to you?
Excuse me?
Okay.
Hello?
So to sum it up real quick. Okay, good. So to sum it up real quick. One, become an authoritarian. I don't care if you have to watch videos. It does. You need to do it. This is something you need to do. And you can do it. You just got to get tough-skinned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Know that whatever's going on with him, the meds are stabilized. I feel that. Three, you have to be on top of it. So do whatever legally you have to do. You know, even if you get nervous, buy, get an external webcam or something that they're not that expensive. That triggers it. And it pops. You get a text message on your phone. Hey, somebody's at your,
right.
Something simple, because it's going to make you feel a lot safer. And that's all that I care about. Okay.
Okay.
It ain't going to end anytime soon, but I don't feel like there's no train wreck coming your way. I don't feel afraid. I don't feel scared. And I don't think he's going to do anything. I just don't. I don't see that at all. And if this is showing up this month, this later in life, and I don't see anything threatening in between there, it's not going to happen. I wouldn't be afraid. That's what I think.
Okay.
I'm not saying don't be cautious, but, you know, forewarned is forearmed. And that's what we say in tarot a lot. You know, forewarned is forearmed, and that's where tarot can help us. I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Liz.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're moving on. Our next caller is Laura. Laura's live. Did you want to say something else, Dave?
No, I was just peeking at the time, making sure we're okay. No,
yep.
I'm good. I'm waiting
okay.
for Laura. Yep. All right, Laura. Laura's up. Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to do a general reading for you can throw the cards and whatever message comes up for me.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm going to pull these on. Let me tell you real quick two things that I've seen. I don't know if it makes any sense, but I'm going to tell you. One, I see because I write down a person's first name, and I see the word Lee, like Lee Jeans, and then I write down fashion. I don't know if that makes sense, but I have to tell you. Let's see.
Okay. Well, I just bought a pair of jeans, but they're not Lee Jeans.
No,
I'll
but are you interested in fashion? Is it? Are you? It's just saying something. You know, maybe you're interested in fashion. Maybe it's just that looking at fashion patterns, something that might interest you. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take a look.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Take that one. Okay. Hang on. All right. Okay, good. So, let's take a look. So they're very good. It's saying that there was some emotional loss. I don't say anything though, if please. So it's saying not so long ago that there was some emotional loss. There was some trapped in fear. A lot of the time it's fear that we create for ourselves and keep ourselves trapped in it. But this is past. This is a while ago. Actually, maybe not so long ago. I'm not talking years or anything. But it's saying that you have completely moved on. I don't know how you got from there to where you're at now so quickly. But it's as if the door opened and someone just said, hey, come on, like invited you in. Like from the other side, and you've moved on, and it's very, very good, very, very good. I'm just saying, like, very good, very well. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I would say so. I've been through some stuff, and you know, yeah, I guess, yeah,
it
makes
doesn't
sense to me. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. listen. People hear relationship and they automatically go, okay, what does a guy look like or what does a girl look like, right? So again, it's not saying that's a physical relationship, but sometimes we have ties in our mind to things, you know,
yeah.
negative, good
oh,
or
yeah.
bad, resistance. Or, however,
yeah.
so this
yeah,
could be one of those things.
I know what that means. Okay, I've completely moved on.
But I'm going to pull another card because I kind of feel like you were shortchanged. I just do. I'm like, I don't know, I kind of feel like that was really. But so you believe in angels too?
Oh, yeah, big time. I've experienced
yeah.
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I see that. You know, it's been going on since you were very young, like 11? That's what I see.
I think it was happening before then, even, because when I was
yeah.
really little, I always
yeah.
sensed
yeah.
there was a presence watching me.
Yeah, it could
be
prior to that. It could be prior to that. But I'm just saying 11, I mean, kind of get me close, you know. And 11 is really kind of when we really begin to come into fruition, too, you know, and we start. Because I know my grandson's 10, you know. I got two grandchildren, so one of them's 10, and I mean, I watch it all the time. But that, I mean, I got kind of close. I'm sure it's been going on longer than that. And they really helped to bring you balance. That's what it's saying. So that's good. And that might be speaking to the other side. Like I said, it's just as if somebody opened up the door and invited you in. And that doesn't happen too often. So that's what they wanted you to hear.
So you're saying the angels opened the door and invited me in?
I'm saying that's where you're at now.
Oh, that's where I'm at, yeah. I'm actually working on, I'm taking a couple classes in tarot and angels, communicating with angels, so that's what I'm working through that. I'm trying to advance that now. Because I get signs, I get feathers, blinking lights, coins,
uh-huh.
I get the numbers,
spirit.
I'll get, you know, different things. I get all kinds of signs, but
awesome.
I'm more tuned into it, and sometimes I'll get visions and hear my name called out, or I'll get dreams. But it's always when I'm first waking up in the morning. And then if I don't hurry up and write it down, I'll forget what I was dreaming about.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah,
Don't write it down.
Yeah.
Record it. I use my phone for everything. I take pictures of everything. I record it. And so that's just a suggestion to record it. Don't write it down. I mean, sometimes you can get more information if you record it. But so it sounds like this makes sense to you. Does all of this make sense to you? That's good. I'm happy for you. Sounds like somebody's listening.
Yeah. You know, I even had a miracle a few years, probably about 4 years or so ago, where I was
mm-hmm.
moving my bedroom set around, and after I got the mattress and everything off the bed set, I was trying to move everything around, and it got stuck, and I couldn't I couldn't get it put back together, so I couldn't get the bedroom put back. I was really upset, and I cried out about it. You know, I was pretty upset about the whole thing. It was a massive undertaking. So I went to sleep on the couch. I woke up the next morning and determined to figure out a way to get this thing unstuck on the bed so I can put everything back. And I go into the bedroom, and that piece was lying on the ground.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and there was I had opened up a new package of curtains to hang them up because I moved the bed away from the window. I wanted the window exposed, you know, for sunlight. So I bought new curtains, and I had just taken them out of the package, and there was like an ink spot on these brand new curtains. And that kind of pushed me over the edge, you know, emotionally. But guess what?
Well,
Daddy,
you're gonna love my.
Is gone.
You're gonna love my website. Go to my website. You're gonna love my website, and you're gonna love my cards. I'm telling you. I hope you visit it. But that's awesome. And thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much, David. I'll visit your website for sure. And I'll reach out to you for a reading. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. It's a great
holiday
gift, too.
Thanks, Damon. Hey, have a good Merry Christmas, both of you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's a good point, David. That would be a very nice Christmas gift for somebody to give a tarot reading. And what a reasonable rate
you charge.
But you
give somebody that has everything.
That's right. Because a lot of people don't want things, and what's better than something that's connected to the spirit?
Exactly.
Okay,
I'm ready, Dave.
Okay, here's Deanna. She's live.
Hello, both Davids. How are you?
Hi, Deanna.
Hi. I have a question, but it's not about tarot. First, let me tell you, I'm surprised you're already a grandfather. Wow, you don't sound that old.
Thank you.
And
yeah, you,
my question,
you can't see me, though, so hey, I'm at a real advantage.
No, but I'm good with voices, and you don't sound that old. My question to you was, David mentioned that you were a long-distance truck driver. In all of your travels, what was the most beautiful landscape that reached your heart?
Probably most of Nova Scotia, Halifax, a lot of the Canadian provinces. But the most, I would say Burnaby, City of Parks.
How do you write that? Is that with an A or with a U? Burnaby.
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 It's in Canada. Yeah, it's right on the other side of Vancouver.
Oh, wow, that's west. That is a beautiful area, very mountainous. But I had never thought of Nova Scotia, so now I'll keep that in mind in case I ever get to go up there.
Yeah. Yep. It's just amazing. I love Canada. But inside the U.S., I don't know. There are so many. Probably North Dakota. I actually found a feather once in North Dakota. There's a whole story behind it, but I'd say North Dakota's. I like North Dakota, and I love Iowa. So I don't know. I'll stop there. There's so many. You know.
No, but that's good. But
thank
it's good
you
to know, because you know I would have never thought of those. And maybe my question needs to be: when do you see me traveling?
When no, I see you traveling.
Let's
see. Take a look. I mean, there's no guarantee that you are going to travel. Unless, I want to say that, right? Because unless you don't travel very far.
I haven't traveled in a long time, in years and years. But when I did travel, I traveled around the other side of the world before. And traveling sort of gives me life.
How come, how come it's been a while since you've visited your family? I keep on hearing it, it's been a while since you've visited your family. Do you understand that?
Well, the family I have lives in another part of the world. and I have not been able to travel financially speaking.
You ever hear of Skype?
That's not my kind of travel.
Have you ever did a video conference with anybody?
No, no. That's okay. Just not something I'm comfortable with. But traveling is what opens my wings up.
Sure. Okay. So it's a lot about the trip. It's not so much getting there, right? All the fun's in getting there too. But I'm just saying, because that's what I try to do. I try to provide some kind of answer, and I know that you might. I'm just hear me out. You might not be tech savvy or something like that, but listen. I mean, don't underestimate how it can make you feel, your emotions, when you see someone and you're looking at them on a computer screen, because it's real time. It's not pre-recorded. They say something, you hear them, you see something, you can see it. I mean, they're right in front of you. They're right. I know it's no substitute for travel, okay? That I'm just saying. That's what I heard. It's been a long time since you've traveled to see your family. And I'm just saying that if you can't physically travel there for funds or whatever reason, I'm just saying that it's an alternative that I hope you would look at. That's all I can say. Okay.
Do you see any traveling movement in the cards?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't see any movement. Doesn't mean that's not going to happen. Okay?
Okay. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
God bless, Deanna.
God bless. God bless.
Thank you so much. Deanna's special. I love her voice and her soul. It really moves me. Okay, we're moving on to area codes now. I haven't spoken with these people. Area code 856. What is your first name, please? Area code 856, are you muted?
Hi.
I'll give you one more chance. Hi, what's your name?
Hi. Rose Maria, how are you?
Good, Rose Maria, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, Maria, how are you? How are you doing? What can I help you with?
Doing great. Whatever we can pick up, or relationship, or relocating with a newer job. Whatever we can pick up,
okay.
Meaning job.
All right. Hold on. Sometimes I just shuffle, and then if a card comes out, I'll take it, or I'll just take one at a time, and sometimes they bind up, and I'll just take those. So, it says, let's take a look. Okay. Well, you know, we got a lot of, we have an awful lot of angel enthusiasts today, which is awesome. The angel came up again. Let me tell you what I see. Let me take a look. Okay, good. This is what I hear and this is what I see. These are things that you need to remember. I don't like using the word need. But I feel like I have to, because no tarot card reader should ever tell you that you should, you know, and things like that. So we have to be very sensitive in how we use words. But this is what I see. There was a time, I don't know, it doesn't seem so long ago. I felt like it might have been job related, but just stick with me here. Something to do with thievery. Or for you, don't say anything, no. You protecting yourself from thieves or protecting something that you had, okay, that you needed to protect. Now, and then a chariot comes up. This is someone who, how do I say it? If you could picture like a Roman chariot, you know, coming at you. I mean, sometimes it can be very, very forceful. Three, you're very caring. You're so kind and you give a lot, and we're talking financially, and charity-wise, it's almost like you're always there, and a lot of this has some involvement with angels. Tell me if that makes any sense to you.
Yes, it does. I have a lot of angels around me, and I do readings at times, too. I'm an intuitive.
Uh-huh. You believe in angels, too.
Stuff.
Good.
Right.
Let me tell you something I think you already know, but maybe this is a real question for me, anyway. And, you know, sometimes I give my own opinion. Maybe I shouldn't, but this is what I want to say, like, enough already, you know. Like, give yourself a break. You need to make money. You need to do this, and you can make money at doing this. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I tried it. Right, I tried it. It's like a lot of people want it. It's like paying for our time, not for what we do, if that makes sense. And it's like
Well, it's a skill. It's a skill like any other, and sometimes people take years and years and years to hone it. You know, people pay therapists, people pay, you know, all these other place people, right? But I don't know if that was a long time ago that you've tried it. I think maybe you should take another shot at it.
That's my advice.
That's what I see.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Because sometimes I've taken breaks for like 5 months. I've taken breaks for 2 years. I mean, because we're constantly changing. But listen, if it's who we are, if it's part of us, sometimes we don't choose. I don't want to say it in a negative way. I didn't have a choice. I mean, I love what I do, but not everybody who does this kind of feels like they had a choice in doing it, you know. But if it's who you are, if it's part of who you are, then you'll do it. You're going to do it because it's who you are, and that's why I'm doing it. So it's not about really money. I mean, yeah, sure, it helps, but it can't be about that. So I just hope you would take another look at that. And that's the message I got for you, Maria.
Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. I'm glad I got to talk to you. You're welcome.
I'm staying there. And happy holidays if I don't talk to you guys.
You too. David? Okay, I'm still here.
I'm here too.
Hi, David. Hello. David Clark? I don't know what happened. I hope. David? Can you hear me? You can hear me, Maria, right?
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had the mute on. I just wanted to say to you, Rosemary, David was once a caller on the show and mentioned that he did tarot, and I asked if he'd like to be on the show, and I'm offering you the same opportunity if you'd like to do readings.
Sure, I would love to.
All right,
do you have a pen and
a piece of paper?
Sure, give me a second to get it. Good for it. Okay.
I'm booking for next spring right now, but I'll give you my email address.
Okay,
it's D.
Okay.
C O W D E R, D Cowder. Because
okay.
Clark is my pen name. And D Cowder at T W C N Y .rr.com.
Okay, cool.
You want to read that back to me?
Sure, I think I have it. I'm not sure. D. Clark, right?
No, D. Cowder. C-O-W-D-E-R. Yeah, Clark is my name. Yeah.
I got it, I think. If not, I can always hear it. Cool. All right.
I'm on every Thursday and Friday night at 7:30. So you can always call back if you didn't get it. And thank you for calling tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We'll take two more callers. Is that okay, Dave? David?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had mute on for a second. I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Two more callers. I heard you.
Okay.
I just
want to
hear everyone get me shuffle and get my cards ready.
Well, speaking about shuffling, the queue is shuffling people around. So I'm looking at the times. of the length of calls, and area code 703 has been waiting the longest.
Okay.
Area code 703, what's your first name?
Hi, Emma.
Emma, hi.
Hi, Emma.
Both Davids. I guess I would like to have a card reading as it relates to entering 2018 in terms of movement as far as career or relocation.
Okay. Okay, she has been waiting the longest. Okay, so what we're going to do, let's see. I'll tell you what, the best I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Because I can do 3, 6, 12. I can do 4 cards.
Okay.
It's going to be difficult, but I'll try it. Because it's really concentrated. I'll do 4 cards, each one for 3 months, and one for what it's all about. Let's do that. Okay, good. Because I appreciate you waiting. I know it's difficult to wait sometimes, and sometimes you're sitting there biting your fingernails. And so, let's see. It's going to take a second. All right, I'll take that. Okay. So you're going to travel, I can tell you that. Like, physically travel. I didn't say relocate. I said travel. You will travel. Okay. Move this either way. I'm hearing this is going to be interesting. It just is. I don't know why, but it's going to be interesting. Okay, 6, 9, 12. Okay. So, this will be. Okay. Let's do January, February, and March. Okay. Okay, so January, February. So, this, it's going to be a quick synapse. Okay, so the first 3 months. Again, it's not. I can't get real in depth, but it's saying that you're going to be accelerated motion. This is a pushing spirit. I'll say a pushing spirit. It's also saying that you're going to be very lucky. As if you can wish upon a star. It's a shooting star going over a lady's head, and she's walking at night. And the second card is a third eye. So, if you're interested in developing your spiritual, your psyche or your crown chakra, this will be a great time to start doing it. And then you'll start slowing down. You'll probably start running into some issues towards the end. Let me take a look. The home life, because this is what happens, I think, a lot of the time, is when we have to start investing time in it, we need to decide how much can we balance it with home life and doing it. So that'll become an issue. And then I think you're going to push it away, but you'll be studying quietly, things like that, and then you'll walk away from it. So we're in January, March, so we're in May. That doesn't surprise me because summertime's coming, spring's coming, energy's picking up, things are happening. So let's see. Let's just do more. Now, two. Okay. All right, let's take a look. July, August, September. Nine everywhere. Fulfillment of wishes, very good card. So what's important, again, and this makes sense, because in the beginning you started out with the accelerated motion, and then you ran into some issues towards the end, the third month, but it's saying it'll start coming back, imagine July, August, September, July, and what it means is you'll probably reevaluate the things that you've learned since the beginning of the year. It'll cause you to reflect upon your whole year, and this one's one of the top 5 cards. It's an amazing card. It's called The Light. And it's basically saying that whatever you're asking of from the light, and that you may even be able to touch the light. So I'm thinking that if you're interested in all this stuff, you'd probably be better being a medium. And, okay. None of this stuff sounds unusual to you, does it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm interested in relocating, so.
No, I'm talking about as far as working with your crown. You know what the crown chakra
is, yes.
You know about?
Yes.
That's what it's saying. It's saying that you've done it before, actually, and that you're very good at it. And it's saying that you'll be doing it at the end of next year, probably a lot more, even possibly like up to 2 years after that. Does that make any sense? That's what I see.
Okay.
I don't know
okay.
if that makes sense to you, but that's what I see.
Yes, okay. Okay.
That's what I see. And I see travel, but not to physically relocate, but travel.
Okay.
Okay. I know it's hot. Now, listen, I mean, it's difficult, and I say this on my website. Listen, I can tell anybody what their future is going to be.
Right.
But they have no reason to believe. But they don't know. They have no reason to believe me. Why would
right.
they?
Right.
So it's important. It's important to me, and that's why I always like talking a little bit about the past, because
okay.
my hope is that if you can believe me when I tell you about the past, and you'll believe me when I tell you about the future, and that's what I talk about when I talk about integrity. So, again, I'm hoping you feel a little confident because you've been listening. But other than that, you know, anybody can promise you the world. But if they can't tell you about the past, I'd be really skeptical.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All
thank
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Emma, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna take one more. And, David, I'm confused. I'm looking on your webpage, and I cannot find the tarot symbol on the frgreetings.net. Is that
if you just scroll down a little bit, you're going to
yeah.
see a tarot card.
Okay, that's on the home page.
Yep, you just got to scroll down like an inch or so. I should have mentioned that because it's
okay.
not right in the beginning, because it's actually
yeah.
really dedicated to my greeting cards. So
okay
so that's
all right. Well,
yeah.
folks, yeah, we're not going to be able to get everybody on, and that's the way it goes. But please consider contacting David on frgreetings.net, either for yourself or as a Christmas.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The next caller that's been waiting the longest and the last caller of the day is area code 650, and you're live. What is your first name?
Hi, David. Thank you for taking my call, and hello to your guest, David. This is Miranda. I'm calling from California. And,
hi, Miranda.
So, hello. Yeah, so I'm purchasing a home, and I would love to know what the cards say. Is this the home for me?
Okay.
I'm thinking of purchasing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I felt a hesitancy. First I'm like, wow, this is her dream home, and then you like think, and then I just want to put it out. I felt a hesitancy. That's all I'm saying. So
for
sometimes
me?
That's something to look at. Yeah, just
oh.
it was just a subtle
oh, no.
difference.
I think no, I,
no.
I sort of have my feelings. I just would love to know what the cards have to say.
Sure. I keep on feeling, I am so skeptical. I mean, I'm still shopping, but I just feel very, very skeptical about it. Hang on. Okay. Let's take a look. Oh, wow. Wow, I don't think you could get much better than this. This is crazy. Okay, listen to this. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Nice. That's awesome. Excellent. Let me take a look. You're going to love this card. These cards. Let me take one from the bottom, though. I didn't do that. So, it's saying that there's been a lot of power struggles, like maybe for quite a while. I don't know if it's specifically related to this building, something to do with this house, but it talks about, it means a lot of things. It means you've been looking for a very long time. It's been a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some power struggles involved. So, I don't know if you've been dealing with different realtors or how whatever, but this has been
yeah.
going on for a while, so I can really understand how you feel about
yeah.
this house. And I
yeah.
think you're right. I think you're right. Listen to this. So you got in between that card and the last card, which is foundation and achievements, and it shows a home. Do you have one child?
No. I have two.
You have two? Okay, it's showing a house. This is one of the best cards. It always talks about a happy home because there's a rainbow above it. Sometimes I ask because it can represent the number of people in the home. That's all. There's no reason why I ask. And the card in the middle is fulfillment of wishes. You can't get much better than that. You go from having power struggles and struggling mm-hmm. with all these difficult issues and sometimes maybe mm-hmm. even people, and you have mm-hmm. to balance between compassion, being nice, how much do I take, how much do I accept. It's been hard. Is this making sense to you?
It does. It does, yes.
Okay.
Well,
this is what I want
that.
You to...
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pen? I want you to write these two cards down, and I want you to look them up because you're very, very important. And they're going to make you very happy.
Okay.
Okay, so it's John Holland's Psychic Tarot deck.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, and this is the order. So the first one is power. Just look
mm-hmm.
up like John Holland's Psychic Tarot power. The second one is fulfillment of wishes. Like, that doesn't speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is... I like doing this on video because I can just show it. But the last one is foundation and achievements. It's a picture of a lion. It's a picture of a man surrounded by two waterfalls with a chest of gold pouring out, gold coins. This guy is happy. I mean, he has everything, including from what he planted the seed at in the beginning. And this he's reaping the benefits. Water always represents love. You know, I can go on and on. And then what's in front of that is a beautiful home with a rainbow going over the top of it. I mean, come on. You can't get much better than this deck. I think there's only one card, which is at the end of the tarot deck. So my answer would be, I think it's going to work out very well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Happy holidays to both of
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Miranda. You too.
Bye-bye.
And David will be back on February 1st. So let us know if anything's happened between now and then. Oops, she's gone. Okay, well, David, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure to work with you.
You too, Dave. And we'll be talking soon. Give me a shout sometime. It's been fun. It's been a blast.
Sounds good. So once again, we come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.